Our story begins at Dean Industries, where Gretchen barges into Serena's office.
Serena, we need to talk.
What the hell are you doing here?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I left you several messages and you wouldn't return my call, so I thought I'd just come down here and pay you a visit in person.
And how did you manage to track me down at Dean?
Your boss told me that you worked here.
My boss?
Yeah, Terry Dean. We had dinner the other night. Her brother is dating Marilyn.
You're kidding. Is he that hard up?
Marilyn is a great catch, but let's get to the reason why I'm here. Denise. Didn't you get my messages? I want to see Denise.
Gretchen, we've been over this a million times. Denise doesn't even know who you are. Her whole life has been turned upside down, and I'm not going to let her spend one second with a woman who hates her mother.
Do you honestly think I'd say anything against you to Denise?
I have no idea what you'll do, and I don't care. It's my job to take care of my daughter, and that's what I'm doing, in the best way I know how.
When she gets older, Serena, she's going to resent you for keeping her away from Jacob's family.
That's a chance I'm willing to take.
You know, I know where you work now, Serena, and I will follow you home if I have to in order to find out where you live so that I can see my niece. I heard at the funeral that you're living on the Upper East Side.
You were quizzing the funeral attendees trying to get information about us?
Denise is a style. She has styled blood running through her veins. She looks just like Jacob, for God's sakes. When are you going to get over whatever it is you have against us and do what's right for your daughter?
How dare you barge into my office and try to tell me how to be a mother? What would you know about it anyway? You've never had a child.
You're right. Not one that lived, anyway.
Oh, I forgot about the child you lost as Carlos.
He was stillborn. Carlos and I were never the same after that.
Carlos is a pig, Gretchen, but at least you finally wised up. But it was too late at that point for all of us.
Too late for what?
I think it's time you go, before I have security drag you out of here in a very embarrassing scene.
Fine. I'm leaving. But you are not helping Denise by keeping her from a family who loves her. Think about that.
Yeah, I'm sure it will keep me up tonight. Now get out of here, Gretchen.
Ugh. Goodbye, Serena.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe has just returned to Adriana's room.
Are you back again? Adriana, I have a question for you. It's about your sister.
What about her?
She was just here to see you, but I couldn't let her in.
Why not?
Because she isn't on your approved visitors list.
What are you talking about? Alexandra's here all the time.
It wasn't Alexandra. It was Rachel.
Rachel? Who's that?
Your sister. She told me you two had never actually met.
Are you sure this wasn't one of the patients here pulling your leg, Zoe? I don't have any sister named Rachel.
You're kidding. Then who was this?
I have no idea. But with my luck, I don't want to know.
At Manhattan Monthly, Mac enters Rex's empty office. Oh, well, guess he's not here.
Hi there.
Hello.
Are you looking for Rex?
Yes, I am. I'm Mac. I'm a friend of his. Do you know when he'll be back?
Oh, I'm not sure. He's been keeping strange hours lately.
Well, that makes sense with his mom in the hospital and all.
You're Rex's best friend, right? Raven's husband?
Yes, Mac Malone. And you are?
Hi, I'm Evelyn Shoemaker. I'm Blake Whitney's executive assistant.
Oh, Evelyn. I think I remember Raven mentioning you to me. It's nice to meet you. It's not a problem if I wait here for Rex, is it?
No, go right ahead. But there's no telling when he's going to be back.
Why? Is he in a meeting?
No, or not that I know of. But like I said, he's been keeping irregular hours with his mother in the hospital and with the Perry situation.
Perry situation? What Perry situation? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sure you know, but I think the two of them have hit the skids. He's going to need his best friend right now to help him get through this.
What do you mean, hit the skids?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but Perry has left town and Rex is heartbroken.
Heartbroken? You make it sound as if...
Oh, you didn't know? I need to get back to my desk.
Wait a minute, Evelyn. Are you trying to imply that Rex and Perry are some kind of couple or something?
I really do have to get back. I shouldn't have said anything. You can wait here as long as you like.
Evelyn, hold on. What is she talking about? Rex and Perry? This just can't be. This just can't be. In his office, Blake is talking with Matt.
So let me clarify. By unwanted, are you talking about me?
Most definitely.
Because you certainly didn't seem to feel that way at the dinner party when I kissed you and you kissed me back.
That was a mistake.
Not for me. Not for us.
What's happening here, Matt? Why are you making this move on me now, after all this time? You've been back for months.
I don't know. Seeing you with Marilyn made me realize that it's now or never for us. I know I need to fight for you.
Look, we had our moment light years ago, and that's it. I don't want to keep having the same discussion with you.
You have certainly built up an enormous wall around yourself over the years, haven't you? But when I look at you, I can see that sweet teenage boy that I fell in love with.
You need to go, Matt. You can't come into my office and do this to me.
Oh, yeah? Who says?
I'm seeing Marilyn Marston, and she's a wonderful woman. We're very happy together.
But can she kiss you like this?
Ah! Holy! Oh, my God.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.